Welcome to WFIU's featured classical recording podcast. I'm David Wood. Each week, we highlight new releases and classic recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at WFIU.org. It has never been easy for cellists to adapt the Bach sonatas for viola da gamba to their instrument, not that they haven't tried. Since Bach wrote no works for cello and accompaniment, these three sonatas are the closest they have. With four strings instead of the gamba's six, the cello poses many difficulties in the transcription, but cellist Audrey Sieneva has attempted to bridge the performance gap by placing the sonatas on the cello's little sibling, the five-string piccolo cello. Of the many compositions Johann Sebastian Bach wrote for his students at the University of Leipzig, there exist only these three sonatas for viola da gamba and harpsichord. The style of writing Bach used makes use of the unique relationship of the gamba and harpsichord by creating a trio sonata writing of sorts, putting two voices and an independent bass line in the hands of the gambist, and the second melody and bass line on the harpsichord. Audrey and Paul Sieneva present these sonatas on this release from Wailing City Sound. Our quick pick this week is the latest in the American Classics series from Naxos. The music of Michael Dougherty is highlighted by Naim Yervi and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, who are joined by violinist Ida Kavafian and timpanist Brian Jones. Stunning performances are given of Dougherty's Raise the Roof, Motor City Triptych, and Fire and Blood. You can find out how to purchase this week's featured recording, Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonatas for Viola da Gamba, and others on our website, wfiu.org/arts. A portion of the proceeds from each sale helps to support WFIU. For more new releases and classics from the world of early music, check out WFIU's Harmonia Early Music Podcast on iTunes, npr.org, and at wfiu.org. With this week's featured classical recording podcast, I'm David Wood.